This podcast is sponsored by Helperly. Helperly has a proven end-to-end growth system for companies that work with seniors. From direct care staff training and retention to family engagement and full cycle sales and marketing automation. And the best part is that they work based on performance. So if they don't bring you in revenue, then they don't get paid. If you work with seniors and you want to learn how they have helped companies like yours grow from $250,000 a year to $1 million a year in less than 6 months, and to see if your company might be a good fit, click the link in the description and book a call.
Welcome everybody to Utah Daily, a podcast where we interview the doers, thinkers, and achievers of Utah. My name is Skylar Beitendorp. I'm a podcast host, entrepreneur, and just overall curious guy about who's in Utah and what they're doing. So I'm going to let our guests go ahead and introduce who they are and what they do, and then we'll just get to know them.
I'm Caleb Richardson, the founder and CEO of a company called Helperly, Helper L-Y. It is double faceted. It's on the service side, we help seniors with just engaging emotionally, companionship. We can help with personal care. We can help around their house. Really, the goal is to be an extra set of grandkids, kind of. And then we also have a software side where we help other senior care providers with our software platform to get new leads, to nurture those leads, create engagement and retention with their clients and prospects to help them grow their company, whether it's a home health or an assisted living or another personal care agency like us. So that's what I do.
Awesome. And so how long ago did you start this business?
Good question. So technically started January of 2021. I kind of count 2021. I kind of don't. It was me trying to figure out everything. I was 22 or something, 23. Mm-hmm. And then during that year, it was crazy. One, it was in the midst of COVID. So I had like two other jobs, tried to get this thing off the ground, got married. My dad passed away. So it was a crazy year. I say like June of 2022 is when I was like full-time in on this thing. So,
So yeah, because very different inputs there and versus thought process.
The 5 hours a week of just trying to, it was a crazy year, 2021.
Yeah. So is it like a nursing home? No. Or is it like in-home services?
Great question. So it's in-home with client. They can be in an assisted living, and we have a few clients like that, but generally we go wherever they are. So we don't have a location that clients come to. We have our caregivers, our helpers go out and meet them.
Okay, cool. I feel like that's what I would rather have if I were a senior. I'd rather have people come into my home and take care of me versus going to and living in a nursing home, but maybe not. They probably all want different things and need different things because some get really lonely. Yeah. Some don't. So, but like, that's probably something they love is having people come in. You're talking like being kind of an extra set of grandkids in a way, right?
Yeah. I think the statistic, it's like 70 or 80% or greater. People over 65 want to age in place and have the care come to them. I'm pro like assisted living and things like that. I think there's a big stigma around it because the assisted livings, the nursing homes of 40 years ago were like glorified hospitals versus today. They're really nice. They're really engaging. Mm. But yeah, the vast majority want to stay in their home. They want to stay independent. They live the American dream. They worked for 40 years, bought a house, and they want to die there. But I think it depends on the situation, on the person, what they need. Because we've had some people that we started as a client, they were at their home and we were spending 20, 40 hours a week. And then they moved to an assisted living and their quality of life got better. So, you know, I'm impartial on whether they're staying at home or going to a community.
But it sounds like more and more people are wanting to stay at home versus going to a nursing home if they can help it.
If they can help it. Yeah, for sure. Mm. I think the tipping point a lot of times is if they need a lot of help with personal care, more than like 40 hours, it can get really expensive. I mean, if you think about like ourselves, you create this world that you have and that you live in, and then you get to the point where it's hard to keep up that world. And so it's just sad to let it go. So if you can get the support in home, I'd say go for it.
Yeah, totally. Do you find that people that are in the nursing homes, do you feel like some of them want to go back home, or are they there because that's where they want to be?
I think that the majority want to be there. Some circumstances, maybe originally they didn't want to go. Like they might have some life-altering event where they got injured and now they aren't able to shower themselves and their family can't support. And so it was really begrudgingly that they went. But a lot of communities, they do really good at like engaging. So they have a bunch of activities going on. You have neighbors. It's like college dorms, but for seniors where you have other people that you can engage with. I think the seniors that do the best in assisted livings are those that get out of their room. There's a lot of older people that move to these communities and then they kind of hermit themselves in, and they recluse. And so even though they have 30 activities a week that they can go to, they don't go to any. And so they like exacerbate their loneliness. Mm-hmm. But those that put themselves out there and say, this is my new home and I'm going to make the most of it, they just really thrive. It's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So what's been your favorite part about running this business? Because it feels like it's something that there's a lot of responsibility, but a lot of satisfaction too.
I think my favorite part, it's really been helping, kind of giving back. So growing up, I'm just a massive Utah family. So my mom's parents are still in Idaho, but I'm one of at least 120 descendants when you include kids, grandkids, great-grandkids.
Right.
And then I live down the road from my dad's parents. And again, I'm one of 125. So like just massive. And so growing up, they played a huge role in my life. And my dad's parents is how I paid for Little League football at like $2 an hour. I'd mow their lawn and clean their dishes and like help around the house. And so it's cool to be able to try to make that a reality for every older adult that doesn't have that same support system as having 30 grandkids within 10 minutes that can come
right
over. So that's been really rewarding, is being able to help in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it sounds like it. Okay. So you've been doing this business for the last, I don't know, two, three years. You started a podcast a little while back, right? How long ago did you start your podcast?
So Wisdom Well, we started about 90 days ago, I believe.
Nice.
20 days ago.
Awesome.
Recent-ish. The premise of Wisdom Well is that everybody's lived an extraordinary life, whether or not they believe it. A lot of people don't think that they did because they like did the thing. They grew up, they went to school, they did or didn't go to college. They worked for 40 or 50 years, had some kids, had some grandkids, retired. And they just don't see the extraordinary like silver and golden lining throughout their lives. So Wisdom Well is we go and do interviews and dig up those little seeds of wisdom that they've gained. And that one's been really rewarding. We chop it up into little reels as well. So it's cool because the family gets like a keepsake of their mom or dad or grandpa or grandma. And then the reels, we've had a lot of like comments and stuff about how this is making me cry, this is so beautiful, or oh my gosh, this is my grandpa and I didn't even know that he did this, but you know, this principle that he's talking about is so true. And so that one's been really fulfilling. And then the other one, Senior Care Academy, that one we started just recently, about the last 60 days. And that one, we interview just different senior care professionals, whether it's home health, assisted living, independent care, personal care, Medicare insurance agents, just talking about best practices. How do we help older adults? How do you, as a familial caregiver, help your family and not burn out? And just best practices, because just like there's no manual for how to be a good parent, there's no manual to be a good adult child to an aging parent and all the complexities. So trying to create that.
Okay. So the first podcast, say its name again.
Wisdom Well.
Wisdom Well. And so you're interviewing older people. Is there like a couple requirements that these people have to be like matched to hit it or to come on the show?
Yeah. So we do have a questionnaire that we fill out. Really, it's not so much like a requirement, but we want them to think through their life a little bit. Mm-hmm. We had some learning in the beginning where it started out almost as like an autobiography or like a self-written obituary where they're like, I grew up here and then I went to school here. And it was like, this is great, but we want nuggets of wisdom. So we have them fill out a questionnaire talking about what are the three things that you're most proud of? What's a hard thing that you went through in your life that you learned a valuable lesson from? What do you want to talk about? And like really diving deep into that. And then from there, we only can do so many, obviously, because we have a business to run. And right. So we try to do a handful, like one or two each week or at least once a week.
No, I think that'd be so cool. I see why people are commenting and saying, oh, that's my grandparent, or that's like really good wisdom. Cause it's the people that have lived here the longest that seem to have like this knowledge and this wisdom, but they don't really have a platform, especially not growing up with technology.
Yeah.
You know, a place to put that wisdom.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool that you're doing that. So Wisdom Well.
Wisdom Well. Yeah. It's been really cool. I think for me, the biggest benefit, obviously, awesome golden nuggets, and I've been able to translate those into like life lessons that I'm trying to implement. But something that's cool, because you have like the okay boomer and like all those trends about like how we're different from older adults, but like talking to them, the core things, it's always love everybody. I think a lot of the time it's through regret. They were too hard on their kids, or they weren't accepting of this person because of some reason or another. And that's like something that they wish they had changed, was like love everybody else. It's like not that serious. Like they're like yeah. things that they, one question that we ask all the time is what's something that you put more value on when you were young that now that you're older realize doesn't even matter. And it's like material things, all this time that I spent on work and away from my kids and like just really good life lessons where we can see parallels between the younger generation and the older generation. Their lessons apply so much to us, even though there's 60 years difference between us.
Yeah. So I think that's interesting. And something I hear a lot is they regret how much time they spend at work or on their business. And they mm-hmm. regret not spending that time more with their family and kids.
Yeah.
But to provide for your kids, you have to be at work or yeah. have to build the business. So I don't know. What's your thought on that? Because
yeah.
what's that balance between being able to provide, but also like money to me buys time, yes. right?
Yeah.
Time is money. Money is time. So you have to be at work to buy the time, but then if you're always at work, you don't have the time to even spend what
right
yeah you see what I'm saying
yeah, it's like the four like I'm doing this for you and then 10 years go down the road you have estranged kids or not a good relationship and
right
they're like I didn't want that, I wanted my dad. That's a great question. I think for me what I've learned over the last few years, because so I got married when I first started the business, we have a almost two and a half year old son now, happened very quickly,
yeah.
And I think what I've had to learn, because I started out, like I always felt, especially with social media and all the different business influencers that they have such good content and things that can help you grow. A lot of the time I felt like I was like falling behind. Well, what I've learned and then the advice that I've received doing Wisdom Well is it's really about quality over quantity. Like obviously if the quantity is like 1 hour once a week, that's tough. But if it's high quality where you're just present with your kids, so like for myself, I try to be home. And the hardest part is shutting it off mentally, but like mm-hmm. trying to be home 5:36 and be there from dinner until 8:30. And that's something I'm proud of is I've done the night routine with my son for the last, ever since he started getting a nightly routine and not waking up every 2 hours. And so it's really that quality time, I think, is what it is, because I only have that 2 hours, maybe three at most each day that I can dedicate to my wife and son. But trying to shut it off as best I can in the background and then just like getting down on the floor and playing with him and then taking my wife out on a date and things like that. So,
yeah. It's tough getting those routines in place so that way the 10 years doesn't go by in a blink of an eye. Cause yeah. like, I mean, I'm 28 now. So I think back to graduating high school when I was 18,
yeah.
like high school was 10 years ago for me and it happened like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, time just, the older I get, it just goes faster and faster.
I know. And that's something I went on vacation last week and I was thinking about how much has happened in the last, when I served a mission. And I was really good at journaling from 2018 to 2020. But the last 4 years, yeah, 4+ years, I have just like memories of it. And memories are so fickle. I was thinking, because we went on our trip, we went to Mexico. And then the day we got back, I was like, what even is a memory? Like, it's just weird thinking about the concept of it. And then how yeah. it can be so solid in your mind. But then over the last 4 years, I've just forgotten so many things. And then I'll like see something like, oh yeah. So like, I think journaling is huge to try to help time slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
Cause you can look back and be like, oh yeah, that was 3 months ago. That was such a good day. Versus now, if I try to look back, like command a memory to come back to my mind, it's so tough sometimes.
Yeah. I like that for slowing time down, a journal. And you said like you've used your, is it the other podcast more as a way to mm-hmm. also journal a little bit?
Yeah. So the other podcast, we talk a lot about business and principles. So I really like that. And I share that on, I have a personal, not a personal, but like a my own page. It's Caleb Richardson Official, I think. And so I do that podcast, but then also once a week or every few weeks, I just do like direct to camera stuff, just talking about like things that I've learned or principles that are important to me that heaven forbid I die one day. And I'm terrible at journaling. My son can go and say, wow, my dad believed this, this, and this, and he stood for these things. And I'm going to try to apply that to my life and hopefully it helps him be successful. So,
yeah, no, I like that. Cause like how cool would it have been to have your great grandfather, like have a whole podcast is almost like a journal or a YouTube channel yeah. or some other way that like that's not really possible.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't possible for him.
Yeah.
But now what's really cool, and I've thought about like going to elderly people and you know, bringing all the podcast equipment, the mics, the cameras, everything, and recording a high quality video for them of their life. And then you can upload that video onto Family Tree.
Oh, wow.
So that way in 100 years from now, someone could go and say, oh, whoa.
This is their voice. This is their.
This is what they were thinking. This is what they learned. Things like that. Like, how cool would that be? So anyways, I've like played with that idea.
It's but really
like,
cool.
Yeah. And it'd just be awesome down the road. And before my grandparents died on my dad's side, they recorded video of them telling advice, life stories, but they don't know where they are.
No.
They did the whole thing, but now it's just gone.
Awful.
Yeah. And so I think that's another thing of like having it on Family Tree or on YouTube is
somewhere. Yeah.
It's there forever, most likely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The odds of YouTube or Apple Podcasts or something
going down and
just disappearing. Yeah. Is so slim.
Pretty unlikely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to document it. So the first one we did was with my dad's parents, and it ended up being like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. We were learning. We just went on.
How can you not?
I know. And then we put it on YouTube. It's on podcast. Cause my aunt has been like at family reunion. She like puts her phone in front of her and like tries to record them. I don't know where those are. Nobody can access them.
Yeah.
Or they can. Hopefully she knows where they are. But just putting it online, I think a lot of people have some sort of fear of putting things online. Mm-hmm. Like for my personal stuff, obviously I'm 25. I don't know all the answers to life, but I do know what I know. And so I'm going to put it on there and Wesley can get value from it. Hopefully other people do too. But I think there's so much anxiety of like, oh, what will my friends think? Or what if... Yeah, I don't know why there's so much. I mean, that video, all my cousins are able to go and watch it on YouTube whenever they want. They can share it. They can lean on it because my grandma is definitely getting pretty close, I think, as far as her lifespan goes. So, like, it's just, I don't know. I don't think the internet's all that bad.
No, yeah. Well, and how much more valuable will that be once, you know, she's graduated this life?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But no, I think, yeah, what you're doing is awesome. It's really cool. Is there, I don't know, any other details we're missing about what you're doing or things that are kind of unique about your business or podcast?
Yeah. On the Senior Care Academy side, so that's something that if you work with seniors, we're doing like a licensing kind of white label model. So switching a little bit over to the business side, growing this thing, it was growing slow and steady. And the really tough part about senior care is that it always feels, no matter what it is, like you could be selling them like a free membership and it feels like this massive commitment and choice. And we have to get all of the kids involved. And it's like this, it's just silly. And so it was really hard to get leads for new clients to help more people. So we started what is called Helperly Connect. And it's a very simple user interface for seniors to come and do live virtual activities. And then we also partner with like assisted livings and then senior centers to do in-person activities. So we have like piano lessons and Spanish classes and a ton of fun stuff like that. And we started marketing that and it cut the cost per lead by like 10x.
Wow.
And so we started doing that and we're getting in front of prospects way before clients. I mean, most of the time when people search in-home senior care or an assisted living, it's after their mom fell and broke her hip and now she's in a rehab center for 28 days and they have to figure out what they're going to do to help her afterwards. And so, and they're typically, it's like over 80 years old. And so 100% of your competitors are going after that same demographic, doing the same very evergreen, boring marketing, spending, you know, $100 to $200 for in-home care. And then it's like $500 for assisted livings to get a lead, which was just crazy because we didn't have that budget. So we did this thing, got the lead down to less than $10 per person to sign up. So we're now licensing that and creating a white label version. So rather than Helperly Connect, you'll have like ABC Assisted Living Connect, and you can use it as a marketing and a retention tool and kind of fabricates client referrals too. Because if you have Jill that's at piano class and then a lead comes on and Marie and Jill just hit it off and they're like, oh, I live at ABC Assisted Living. And then they meet and it becomes a referral without having to rely on their existing network of people. So that's what we're doing on the business side. If anybody that works with seniors wants to get a demo or kind of look into more of what that looks like.
I like that because you're adding it sounds like what the difference was before and now is you're adding value, like mm-hmm. free value.
Yeah.
And so now they're getting a taste of what you do. They're yeah. meeting some of the other people that you're working with.
And it happens supernaturally too, because like they show up and they're like, oh, I thought this was a piano class for people over 60. Why is this young guy here? It's like, oh, well, I have this home care company and we can help do XYZ things. And it's generated leads and clients for us. And the reason why we're looking to white label and share it with other senior care providers is because the demographic that we're able to get in front of, rather than 75, 85, 90 year old, definitely nearing the end of their life. And all of the competition is trying to get that demographic. Mm. We were able to really easily get people that are late 60s, early 70s before they have any sort of life altering event. So that way, when mom falls and breaks her hip, rather than Googling and going to like a place for mom and calling all these referral agencies that charge out of the wazoo, they already had a relationship with us because they've been coming to piano class for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. Trying to help people educate, I think, is a big one. Like a lot of people don't know things. So if we can get 1,000 connect programs through all these different senior care providers, we'll be able to educate people and hopefully help people live longer, healthier, and happier lives.
Yeah, man. This is really cool. Yeah, I like what you're doing.
Thanks.
So are most of these people you're working with, are they single? Like, has their spouse already passed on, or have they just been single for a while? Or are they usually, you know, still married and together?
As far as clients go, probably about 85% are single. Of that 85%, another like 85% are widows or female. And then the Helperly Connect side, the members, the users, it's a spectrum. Like, some people are single, some people are still married, and their spouse gets on and they, you know, the husband has a hunting interest-based group and he goes and chats, mm-hmm. and then the wife goes to the book club. So as far as the clients, I would say that's a big driver for loneliness, is losing your lifetime partner.
Yeah. So what are your service areas?
So we have caregivers across the state, at least in the major metros. Like, if you are in Eastern Utah and there's like a population of 2,000, we probably don't have a caregiver. Mm-hmm. But from Logan to St. George, we have caregivers available and clients currently. So anywhere in Utah, we're able to help you out. The main services as far as the service side, and then anybody for the platform side, mm-hmm. it's really easy to join. It's free, 100% free to join. Anybody can join from anywhere. But the services where we send in helpers, it's companionship. So that can be anything from taking you to your favorite restaurant to helping with some project around the house to cleaning to going on a drive up the canyon because it's spring and it's pretty. And then homemaker, which is helping around the house. And then any personal care things. So like ADLs, activities of daily living. So showering, toileting, things like that, we're able to help with as well.
That's super cool. Because when I think in home care or mm-hmm. even senior living, it's like they have their activities. They got bingo, whatever, movie mm-hmm. night. And then other than that, it's just food, water.
Yeah.
Those basic needs.
Yeah.
But you have people that are helping them with just things they want to do. Going up mm-hmm. the canyon. Because like, yeah. I mean, how many of them can't drive anymore, but would love to go up in the mountains in fall or spring,
yeah,
and just see the beauty of the earth? Probably exactly. A lot of them.
Yeah. And that's really the core of what we started. We started doing like the cleaning and the personal care and all these things just because people like to see utility. Like, my grandpa's 89, almost 80. And he is like, yeah, I'll pay for somebody to come and help clean. And it's kind of like around the back way, because nobody likes to say, oh, I need a friend, I'm lonely. So we say, oh, we'll come in and help you clean and with whatever project. But also on top of that, we normally spend an hour to a few hours with you just talking about life or different things that you want to do rather than just to help maintain. And it's blossomed some pretty beautiful relationships with helpers and clients. They give each other Christmas presents and like Valentine's, mm-hmm. and they've been visiting them for the last year and a half, and they're just like family. So it's really cool to see that kind of blossom and turn into a really great, beautiful relationship.
Yeah, that's cool. Does this give you kind of a different perspective on your life and how fast it's going by? And I don't know, like I'm sitting here while you're talking thinking like, man, one day I'm going to be that guy. Yeah. I'm going to be the 70, 80 year old that has someone taking care of them.
Yeah.
And it's weird, but the older I get, the more I feel like life is just so short, which I guess makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But it makes me want to just go out and do more and more things instead of the normal hang out inside.
Yeah.
Like most people don't even spend an hour a day outside.
I know. And it's like the average is like 4 to 8 hours on your phone or something like
that. Exactly.
Watching Netflix. Yeah, it definitely has. Like life goes so quickly. And like you mentioned, 10 years ago, you graduated high school.
Yeah.
It's like, what just happened? And then I'm sure throughout those 10 years, you like went to school, you dated a bunch of people, you had all these different jobs. And you could think of them generally, and then ideally some memory gets unlocked, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that was such a beautiful day. Yeah. But like the micro details get just blurred out. What I've learned and realized among these seniors is that it matters so much less about 1, 2, 3, 4 generations from now, your great-great-great-grandkids, and it matters a lot more about the people that you talk to every day and that you have an impact on while you're living. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really cool, is like trying to make the most of everyday interaction with people that I have that are alive, rather than trying to impress people that are going to live 500 years from now and have 1/1000th my genes in them.
I hear a lot of people talk about like they want to write some amazing book or do something amazing that will be remembered years from now, mm-hmm. or like hundreds of years from now, which yeah. I think is really cool. But I kind of like what you were saying with, and I'm kind of paraphrasing what you said, so correct me if I interpret it wrong or anything, but it's like, kind of just do the most with what we have right now, because mm-hmm. this is when you can actually make your biggest impact is mm-hmm. on the people that you're interacting with.
Yeah.
And that's what matters overall is relationships. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what it sounds like.
And I think that's how you make the stories that last 500 years from now or a couple hundred years from now with your great-great-grandkid.
Well, we're about out of time. If people are listening to this and they're like, hey, I know someone that needs your services or just want to get in contact with you, ask you more questions, how do they do that?
So helperly.com. So helper, L-Y, or another way to remember is help, elderly, just squished together, helperly.com. And when you go there, there's going to be two options. You have the Helperly Connect. That's where you can come if you're over 60 to do like interest-based lessons and groups and connection. And then we have like the in-home care side of things and then Senior Care Academy. And then if you have any other questions or if you're a senior care provider and you're wanting to white label this software, just email us at info@helperly.com and we'll set up a demo. So,
okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on. Helperly.com, everybody. Go there, check it out. And we will see you all in the next episode.